I start? Hi, everyone. I'm Lula.
And I'm Jude. Why did we do that to ourselves?
Should we do that?
Sure.
Should we start over?
I don't care.
Okay, welcome back to Just Friends. Wait, I'm sitting so far away.
Yeah, you are sitting far away.
Okay.
Chaos. I'm pretty chaotic right now.
Okay, great. That was so funny.
Like, okay, yeah. Lula just decided to start when I clicked play.
Oh, you said ready?
Ready. Is I was like, just like meaning like, are you in the mindset? But yeah.
Oh, well, now we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, welcome back to Just Friends, episode 14 of season 3 or something.
Yeah, I think so.
That's crazy. You're like wiping your tears away.
I'm Jude.
This semester has been one entire
blackout. Oh, I said I'm
blackout. Yeah, I don't know why we already did that.
Did we say our names?
Yes. I don't know. Yes.
Oh, this is so fun. I haven't been so chaotic. I thought I was going to be normally grounded. I meditated today, but I should have known it because my thoughts were racing. The 15 minutes were just like gone.
Wait, now I'm like, did I not say my name?
I don't think so.
I'm Lula. Welcome back.
Nice to meet you, Lula.
Okay. Chaos episode.
Chaos episode. That's
Jude
exciting.
Decided that he has an anecdote about Ben and Jerry's he wants to share.
Oh, I have an anecdote. And then, it was so, so good.
Yeah, we're going to see where the episode takes us.
But yeah, then we're going to figure it out. Okay.
Wait, also, can I give two shout-outs first?
Give two shout-outs.
One shout-out is listen to the Jude Ice Cream Man episode.
Yes.
Because that episode is so fun.
Ice Cream Boy to Ice Cream Man.
Yeah.
The first episode we had to record twice.
Yeah.
Because we lost it.
Logic completely deleted it. I don't know what happened.
Great episode, though. I love that.
Yeah. My second shout-out.
Is
that well it's kind of two in one. Yesterday was free cone day at Ben and Jerry's.
Yes.
Which I think is for Marina's birthday, so shout out happy birthday Marina.
Shout out Marina.
Third shout out is that walking toward Ben and Jerry's, we ran into Rose Bookdoll, one of our top listeners.
Shout out Rose Bookdoll.
Shout out. Who was here for
such a big shout out, by the way.
Huge.
Like huge.
She's one of our top listeners. I think I'd met her once.
I've never met her. I got to meet our fan. That was so exciting.
She was here for her Bulldog days and like actually listens to the pod since a time of having never met us before, which I think is so cute.
She's a real one.
Yeah. She was like one of our top three, I think.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, shout out.
Shout out.
Now, Ben and Jerry's.
Okay, wait, also on the shout out train, but it'll go into the story.
Okay.
Ben and Jerry's, what an institution.
Okay,
like,
tell us,
Jude. First of all, like these two friends from like Vermont start like making ice cream because they just need a way to make money. And then they just start putting shit into ice cream. Like, no one had had that idea before. But they
were
like,
true?
No, yeah.
They no were one's like, ever done that?
Like, no. Like, that is what, like, maybe like a one
maybe
random,
like cookies and cream.
Yeah, but
existed.
Like, and maybe one
okay.
random small little, like, ice cream shop that no one's heard of. But they were the first ones that was like, no, what if we took globs of cookie dough and just shoved it in vanilla ice cream?
Wow.
And like, what about we put brownies and pretzels and peanut butter? And yes, it is the best ice cream you can buy in a grocery store, in my opinion. What's your favorite flavor, by the way?
Half-baked.
Good answer.
What's yours?
It used to be half-baked. I feel like that's a good answer.
Thank you.
Billy Wagner. Shout out, Billy. Got me onto milk and cookies. And oh my God, that flavor is so good.
Well, they're so similar, aren't they? What's the difference between the two of them?
From
half-baked? Yeah.
Well, it's more like milk and cookies is more like cookies and cookie dough. Chocolate chip cookie dough.
Oh, okay.
There's no brownie in it or anything.
Okay. Fine.
But it was free cone day, which is just like a kind thing to do as a business. Like what businesses just like decide a day to give out free inventory? Like,
and it was so, it was like almost 70 degrees yesterday.
Oh,
it was so nice.
And it was also just like, yeah, it was really lovely. They also just they support good causes and I support them as an institution. So enough on Ben and Jerry's.
Okay.
So yesterday was a beautiful day and I'm walking down, I have a ton of work to do and I was super stressed, but I was like, you know what, Jude, it's time to indulge. It's time to like get one little treat. Like I'm going to go to Ben and Jerry's.
Is this going to be about me?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're getting into this, but it was really interesting. It's actually not. Yeah. So then I run into Lula and I'm like, oh my God, Lula. Hi. Like any chance you want to come to Ben and Jerry's right now with me? And you were stressed.
I was walking the fastest I've ever walked.
Cause you were late to a meeting.
With my DUS. Who's
the
DUS? DUS at Yale is like the head of the major. The person who's in charge of the major is course registration for senior year. I was supposed to have a written plan approved for my thesis and I never met him in my life. So I was like, okay.
The
and then I was 10 minutes late to the meeting.
Yeah.
Because I had a presentation that went late. Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be, because I had heard that it was going to be a super long line. So I'm like, oh, Lula, like I'll stand in line. I have work to do. and like I'll stand in line and wait for you, and then like you'll come meet me. And I was like, and also just for the context of like listeners, we hadn't had that much time alone recently, and like we were supposed to do brunch, but like we're both busy. I still want to do brunch with you, but like this was like, oh well, like I'll spend like a little bit of time with her and like get to hang out and eat ice cream. That was like that was my thought process, okay. But that wasn't communicated to you, right? No. But in my head, I was like, oh, this is like a nice like moment of like me chilling out, not being a psycho and prioritizing us.
Okay.
So then I go in, I stand in line. The line moves really fast, much faster. Like they got their shit together at Ben and Jerry's. I'm like in it and at the top of the front of the line. And I look around and I'm like, oh, it's only been like 3 or 4 minutes. Maybe I should wait. So I get out of the line and walk all the way to the back of the line.
Yep.
Okay. And then I befriend some new people. And this happens 3 times. Okay. And by the third time,
that's
I'm like,
a lot.
That's a long time of doing this. And I was like, and I got stressed by like my whole like, oh my God, I have work to do. Like how long, like she's a slow walker. Like what if she walks slowly?
And my meeting like, was 15 minutes.
Yeah. And I knew your meeting was 15 minutes. Right. And I told you to text me when you were leaving. So I wasn't annoyed by any of that. But I was just like, my stress started building about other stuff.
Yeah.
Trying to plan the rest of my day. You then eventually text me. You're like, coming. You're coming. I'm like, oh, perfect. Okay, so I get back in the back of the line. I'm like, now they're all laughing at me. And I wait in the line.
This is so fucked up.
And I'm like, and then you come. And then there's this weird interaction. I think you text me. And you're like, oh, like, this is crazy. Like, I'm stressed. Like, Caroline's coming.
Uh-huh.
And this was the reason I thought this was so interesting. Because this was the first time in our entire relationship, your 1 year of relationship with Caroline, that I've ever felt not prioritized over Caroline. Like, this is the first time where it was like, oh, she has a girlfriend that shout out Caroline. I love you. Right?
And that was like crazy. And her whole family who's listening.
And shout out the whole family. Right? But it was like a very, and I was like, oh, now this was so, like, I now, like, after we'd gotten into our little tuffle, like, when I was like, I'm annoyed, I think I got a little bit more context of, like, how when you ran into her, you sent a voice memo saying, oh, I ran into Jude, come meet me. And she was not even late. She was, like, 2 minutes after you.
Yeah.
I thought it was my interpretation of the events was like, oh, so she left, and then Caroline, like, she left her meeting and then told Caroline to meet us there. And it was just like my little cute activity for Jude and Lula
got
like completely shifted where she didn't even want to stand in line with me. She was going to stand in line with Caroline, mm-hmm. et cetera.
Well, and you weren't standing in line, right? And you like when by the time I got there, there were like 2 people in front of you.
Yeah, I like got back in the line and got into the front for us to skip.
Yeah. Valid annoyances.
That was it.
Okay, should I share my context?
Yeah, share yours.
Okay, my point of view. So I was running so late to this meeting that was like super, super stressful because the meeting itself, you could only book for 15 minutes, like through the DUS's office hours. Mm-hmm. Right before that meeting.
Which, by the way, they do that everywhere. It's so annoying.
It's so crazy. I'm like, there's 15
minutes?
Yeah. 15 minutes is the allotted time. In that allotted time, I had to talk about transferring my study abroad credits. Oh, first of all, I've never met this man. The DUS changed in the fall when I was abroad. And because I'm doing this is just a rant now, but because I'm doing the like student designed major in sociology, right? Like a third of my classes are music classes.
That you chose.
That I chose. And that the only way to get them approved and get them recognized in the literal system as like part of my major is by explaining them to the DUS, like basically pitching them over and over again. And I'd already gotten them all approved with this old head of the major who left in the fall. So I was like, that alone is going to take 15 minutes, right? So I had to get these music classes approved that I'm in now, which are 2 of those. I had to get my study abroad classes approved. And then I had to write a pitch and propose and confirm a thesis plan for the fall. Then I had to discuss picking a thesis advisor. By the way, Brian Kane.
Mm.
Shout out.
You got Brian?
Yes.
Shout out to Brian, too.
Who's on the pod with Brian. It's such a fun episode. He's like one of my favorite professors. He's the only one I think I've had twice.
He's awesome.
No, I've had one other professor twice. But he's the best. He's going to be on sabbatical in the fall. So I was so scared that he wasn't going to do it. But
he's still going to do it on sabbatical? Wow.
I know. Crazy. Lovely. So shout out to him. And had to get that approved. And I was so, so, so stressed going into that meeting because I was so late because right before that, I had to present this crazy research proposal for this crazy class. And so I was running. I was sweating at this fucking meeting. I walked in like 7 minutes late. I don't know what. I can't do the math right now. But when I walked in, he was like, nice to meet you. You have 9 minutes. So I had to go through all of this stuff. Oh, and I had to ask him about, like, we had to go over all this course registration stuff for the fall because we registered for classes like 2 days ago. And I was like, I really need to take this ed studies class that conflicts with the thesis seminar. And like, is that doable? Blah, 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 blah. We're like drafting all these emails to all these people. So I was in such a crazy mode.
You didn't get all of it.
No, I did. I literally got all of it done. And he was like, I can't believe how productive you just were. And I was like, thank you. But that's why I was like, literally no brain power. Yeah. Like when I ran into you, I was scrolling my notes on my phone being like, what order do I present these things to him in? It was such a mess. And so I couldn't explain to you any of the context.
Yeah, I didn't get any of that.
So the other story besides all the class stuff is that after the meeting, Caroline and I were going to meet outside the building where I had my meeting and go hang out in cross campus.
Got you.
And then, so that was already a plan. And I was like, my meeting's
the other way.
Yeah. And I was like, my meeting, which I couldn't explain to at all. That to me. And I was like, my meeting's ending at, what was it, like 3:45 or something. And I was like, meet me outside the building and then we'll hang out, whatever. And then I ran into you. She and I had already been talking about Ben and Jerry's that day. And I was like, oh my God, Ben and Jerry's, I forgot. And I was like, Jude's going to Ben and Jerry's. And then sent her this long voice message right after you and I was like, Jude saving us a spot in line. I was like panting, couldn't breathe. And I was like, come meet us there if you want. Or like, I'll go there with him after and I'll see you in cross campus sometime later, whatever. Somehow she didn't get the voice message, but her first text after the voice message was, oh my God, Ben and Jerry's free cone day. Let's go. So I thought that she was on the same wave. Then I left the meeting. I ran to you. I didn't even look for her because I was like, Jude's in line. Jude's been circling this line for 20 minutes. And I like sprinted to Ben and Jerry's and then she called me. Oh, no, I called her being like, are you coming? Where are you? And she was like, I'm outside the building waiting for you. And I was like, no, I'm halfway through the green. Oh, my God. Camera's done.
Movie recording stopped.
Okay, let's try again.
No.
What do we do?
I don't know. What the fuck?
I can remember where I am in the story.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
This is such a signal. Ugh.
Signal of no more video? Yeah. Are we back?
Yeah, we're back.
Okay, sorry, listeners. Camera literally glitched out.
Bruh, camera is full. Card is full. Fuck off.
Card is full, first which all, is impossible. Not. There's one video on it, and the card is 500 gigabytes. Anyway, it's our sign to stop doing video.
Yeah, if it stops, I'm actually going to off myself.
Sorry. Okay, so continuing in the story, I think I was saying that I was halfway through the green, called Caroline being like, where are you? Why are you coming to Ben and Jerry's? She was like, what are you talking about? Because she never got the voice memo. And then I was like, you confirmed. You texted Ben and Jerry's. Let's go. And she was like, I was just thinking about Ben and Jerry's. And then that's when I texted you being like, this is getting crazy. Caroline's meeting us. But I think like you can just get, I was like, I don't want you to have to restart the line again. Yeah.
Which was nice. And but against
again,
the point
yeah,
for me.
The point for you is this stays the same. And I could have just gotten ice cream with you at the front of the line. And then I was like, then I'm going to have to wait in line with her again. Anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like the same effect on us.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. It was definitely a miscommunication, if anything.
Yeah.
But it was really interesting because now I'm going to go to this. How, like, that has been the only time, really.
I feel like that's good.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, the only time where I was like, oh, she has a girl. Like, no, our relationship has changed with her because just, like, you have a girlfriend. Like, that's – but, like, the only time where I didn't feel prioritized, that was interesting.
I'm kind of glad you know that that's the only time.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the other time. Like,
I feel like I would know.
It's weirdly good. You guys are weirdly good at, like, including me, I guess. That's what I'd say.
Yeah.
Too. It's like
– well, I think it's, like – I don't know if it's, like, a same gender couple thing or, like – us, our personalities or whatever, but I feel like when she and I are hanging out with like one person in general, to me it usually feels like a friendship hangout, and she says that also.
Do you guys feel different when you guys are alone then?
Yeah, but I'm like, that's with every couple, right?
Yeah.
Or no
yeah, but people I feel like are like coupley. Like, there's a difference. Like, I feel like when I'm like a lot of almost every other relationship that I kind of think about, it feels like it's very like coupley. Like, they're clearly a couple. Like, I'm a massive third wheeler, which, by the way, I think third wheeling is awesome.
Let's talk about that.
I have no issue with third wheeling. Okay, let's come back to that.
Okay.
But I've been out in the public third wheeling, and I'm like, yeah, like, I'm a third wheel. Like, I am actively, I don't feel like I'm a third wheel ever with you guys.
Well, I think that's a good thing,
in my
opinion. Yeah,
I think so, too. It's a compliment.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of it is that she and I are both so, she's going to be like, why are you talking about this? And she and I are both just generally not PDA people at all.
Uh-huh.
And
we should also talk about that. That's so interesting.
Yeah. And I also think that the gender component makes it easier for other people.
Yeah.
To just be like, these are friends, mm-hmm. which in some ways is nice. And in some ways I'm like, don't reduce, I don't think that you do this, but in some ways I'm like, don't reduce their relationship to like,
to gender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also just like, I feel like same, I don't like saying same sex couples because of like sex versus gender, but that's how they're referred to,
that
right?
That is how they are referred to.
Same sex, air quotes, couples. That I feel true. Like are often like people like take for granted the fact that they are actually a romantically invested relationship because they're like, I can just hang out with people who are friends. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like I get what you're saying. I don't know That's, if I agree with yeah. what you're saying or like kind of understand it, but like okay. I know what you're getting at.
Like I think it's easier, for example, with us, people thinking that we're romantically involved because of our
gender. Just because of our gender, yeah.
Yeah. Like people are more inclined to
but
think
then if
that
you hang out with us, we're just like, yes. It's like, oh, they're friends.
Yes. But I think that in
general...
Do you
think people think they're third wheeling us? Like, even just because of just how close of a friendship we are, do you think people think they're third wheeling us when they hang out with us? Like, if we have a game night or something.
Yeah. I can think of a few scenarios where I'm like... But it's weird because obviously we are closer. Like, if I'm like... closest to you on this campus and whoever else the third person is that's
it's
going to be the
be
case
third wheeling.
And also
even
a lot
if it's
of
not
the time
romantic third wheeling.
Yeah, and a lot of the time with the game night example is you or I, usually you bringing like a friend or something that I don't really know that well.
Yeah,
so
that's
obvious
true.
There's like an innate like
I feel like the
friendship hierarchy
third wheeling though is like I feel like the key thing and I don't like is that like I guess the one the I think okay let's talk about third wheeling. I think the annoying part about third wheeling is when like, and when it actually should be defined as third wheeling is someone is like, people are making inside jokes and like, it's clearly a couple that knows how to like operate in the world and another.
Yeah.
When it's just three people hanging out, even if they're a couple, then it's fine.
Then it's fine. Because right? everyone's, yeah, I think it's all about how inclusive
yeah.
or exclusive the people
yeah.
are.
But it's hard because it's like, yeah, like if I'm referring to that one conversation that we had a long time ago that you went like, you know what I mean? No, that makes.
You're giving an anecdote.
Yeah, that
okay,
wasn't like
I thought you were like, what conversation? Now we're excluding the listener. Okay.
No, we're yes. not. No, just like if there's like in reference
to like
a hypothetical uh-huh. conversation we had and it's like, oh, remember that time when I told you that?
Right.
Then it's like, oh.
Well, I've definitely felt like I'm third wheeling friends. I can't really think of explicit examples, but I'm sure that I've been in like friendship situations where I am the third person. Weird. Yeah. Where I'm like, you two are closer with each other. And I'm like here kind of getting to know you.
Wait, I kind of love it.
I don't.
You don't like
I
it?
I would not say love. I can get the. It's I like so- it some. It's definitely like an elucidating thing. Like, I'm definitely, like, I
that was
leave.
A big word, by the way.
Thank you.
Good job.
I leave the situation being, like, I'm very clear how you guys operate.
Yeah.
And I either really like it
or
I
really
don't.
Like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, like, you learn so much about the person, especially, like, the friend. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking about, like, the first time I, like, saw you and Caroline, like, and we, like, hung out as, like, a threesome. Like, and, like, uh-huh. actually hung out. I was, like, oh, my, like, just seeing you in that setting was so different than seeing you. Because you were just, like, down bad for this girl initially. You know what I mean?
True.
And uh-huh. I was, like, oh, like, Lula's in love.
Right. Having
like,
a crush.
Like, it was exciting. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, like, very different. And, like, I hadn't really seen you in that capacity.
Yeah. That's what's
what
crazy
mean?
About college friends.
Yeah.
Because I was also thinking about that when we're, like, thinking about trios in general, like my primary friend group comes
trios.
From a trio.
Yeah.
So I feel like I don't know, and everyone's always like trios are doomed to fail. Like I feel like whatever.
Which I don't fully
I don't
get
agree.
Either.
I don't get it. I don't agree. Wait, I was like, that's a you guys
but
problem.
Does the trio does home friend trio hang out separate? Like, do you and Marina ever hang out alone without
mm-hmm.
Ella? Yeah,
yeah.
And it's still fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially,
so then why then
like,
I don't get it then.
Yeah. Especially during college. Like,
yeah.
it comes up where, like, one of us is going to visit one
Another.
Other person.
Yeah.
yeah. And it's fine. I think, like, now that I'm actually thinking back on it, the only times in, like, growing up, like middle school or high school, where someone of the three of us had to be like, I'm left out or like I'm feeling excluded, was when there was like a fourth party person, like inviting the two people to do something.
Oh, so it was another,
like
it was
like
else.
An op. It was like an outside op. That's yeah. crazy. Like it was not, you know what I mean? And I think that just like comfortability in the friendship. Okay.
Were you the one who was always invited?
Not always, but in the time I'm thinking of, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So do you feel pressure to invite the third?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super weird.
Yeah, it's super
weird.
Well,
also because if I feel like the outside person is actively excluding someone.
It's not your responsibility.
No.
Like, that's the issue. It's like, it can't be on you. Like, that's kind of weird for you. Like, someone invites you over, right? With you and, let's say, like, who was it? Can I just, like,
no.
say the names?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just decide that.
Okay.
All right. Let's say you and Marina go to dinner, right?
Okay.
And invited to dinner from this other friend. Then, like, it's not your guys' I don't think it's your guys' responsibility to invite Marina, because it's kind of weird to invite a third person
to
someone's dinner.
You mean to invite
Ella. To Ella, yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
but
okay.
It's a weird, now I got really crazy.
Yeah.
But it's weird to invite another person to plans that you didn't make.
Yeah, and I think
I think it is, so it's not,
yeah.
I don't think it's your responsibility, but it kind of is also your responsibility.
And I think there's also a maturity component, obviously. Like, if that happened today, going off this hypothetical, Ella would not be like, why didn't you guys invite me?
Yeah.
In middle school, when you feel like
the
earth is cracking if you're not invited to something. Yeah, some people
like,
do.
Some people can't deal with it.
I know. In college?
Yeah, I think in adulthood. Like, I think like anywhere.
So embarrassing. I mean, I felt like, but that's like, I do think it's embarrassing, but I'm also like, everyone's felt excluded at some point by
and
something.
And we've talked about with Tillman that exclusion could be important.
Yeah.
I think that's
some
like,
bullying.
Yeah, some bullying, some light bullying.
Shout out Tillman episode.
Shout out Tillman.
No, I think
that was an awesome episode, actually.
That
I
was.
Really liked that.
No, I don't know. I think it's a really hard thing to generalize about. Feel like trios, third wheeling, exclusion, etc. Because I feel like it it's so person specific. Like if you, for example, this is like not really a super great example, but you were like getting dinner with Eli,
mm-hmm.
who's like one of both of our besties. And I lived with him last year and living with him next year. And you were like, oh, you could come.
Yeah.
Like I didn't really want to. And I didn't feel upset by it because I was like, you guys have a relationship outside of me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people I could imagine that would be hurtful toward.
What
if I like found out that you guys were getting dinner?
Yeah,
things like
crazy.
That. Well,
that would be such a red
flag.
That'd
be crazy
to
us.
That's such a red flag.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, I think people feel a lot of ownership over their friends.
I know,
sometimes,
and I don't really
get it. And I think it's because you and I have been in complex home friend group situations that like rely on everyone feeling comfortable with their friends,
and just
or else something
it.
Goes bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that goes with the relationships too. Like, if like,
with the romantic
relationship? Yeah. Like any form of relationship, I think it just is like just because your significant other doesn't mean that you have like complete control of your other partner's life. And I think that's like, I think that in friendships, like that's more obvious, but I think in actual like romantic relationships, that's even less obvious. And like, so I think that like third wheeling, it's like, oh, it's third wheeling because these two people are expected to spend every second together. And then there's a third person, but that's just not how it actually is. That's not how it should be. Like that makes no sense. There's no freedom in the relationship then.
Yeah.
And
it's also difficult because I think when people feel like they need to control a friendship or relationship, whatever type of relationship, it's usually rooted in some like true deep rooted stuff.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, I can't blame you for like being hurt by your friend in middle school, but it's also like, you know what I'm saying? But it's also really difficult. I think it's really difficult to be friends with people like that.
Yeah. Cancel. Cancel.
So, now you're canceling then. Dude loves cancel culture.
I love cancel culture. I play into it so much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. wait, I had another thought, which was, okay, so I went on this trip for spring break that I was literally the third wheel. Like, it
okay,
was
yeah.
my best, like, one of my best girlfriends here and her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
I think we can give him a shout out.
Okay,
shout out Sarah and Hugo.
Woo!
But I was on a trip with them, and I was, like, literally, like, Like, I was on a third wheel vacation. Like, it wasn't, like, it wasn't dinner. And Dream. It was so easy. It was never, like, and I think it helps, like, I really like my alone time, too. So, like, yeah, when they want to spend time together or I want alone time, like, it allows, right, like, it separation. Mm-hmm. But, like, it never felt, like, awkward or weird or, oh, they're a couple and I'm, like, third wheeling them. It was like, oh, we're all friends and, yeah, I want to sleep in my own bedroom and they'll, like, go to bed together somewhere else. Like, that's kind of it. It was easy.
Yeah.
But I do think it helps when, like, it's like, oh, I like spending, like, I have my own thing to focus on. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Well, that's what I mean, that it's such a person-by-person basis.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, if someone is entirely extroverted, even if they're completely comfortable with the couple, I imagine that would be harder to be, like, you're third wheeling and the two people want their alone time. Then you're like, what the fuck do I do? Like, if you're a person who doesn't like spending time by yourself.
Then what do you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's harder.
Yeah, that is harder.
You know what I mean? Like, I think there are things like,
but, like,
personality
then don't go on a
traits.
Trip.
Right. Then you wouldn't go on a third wheel vacation. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know, though. I don't.
Bring back third wheeling. That's my take.
Yeah. You're surprisingly, like, I don't know if I would readily be like, I want a third wheel on a vacation. I don't think I would.
That was a bold choice. I mean, it went very well, but it was a bold choice. But, like, yeah, no, I don't. I think that the,
I'm coming to a point. Are you coming to a point
or no?
No,
you go.
I think, well, I know my love language is quality time. And I think that if I'm in a third wheeling situation and it's like one of my best friends with a partner, let's go with Ella and Marina, then I get like, I feel like this goes back to what you were saying about the prioritizing thing with Ben and Jerry's. Like, I feel like if I'm not getting alone time with them at all, I'm not having a good time.
Oh, I agree.
Like,
with
I'm
that.
Annoyed.
Yeah. Because, like, yeah, that I agree with, though.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what this was, like, I think this was, the Ben and Jerry thing was an example of, like, me thinking I was getting alone time.
Got
and
it.
Then it wasn't alone time.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit, like, what?
Yes.
Even though if you would text me, oh, Caroline's coming, like, or, like, when I ran into you, like, I'm supposed to see Caroline. I'd be like, oh, yeah, come with her. Like, that's great. But it was the expectation of the alone time. Alone time is critical within a friendship. It is inherently going to be different when it's, like, just us versus a third wheel situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just that's just like trios versus two. Like, it just is, that's how relationships work when you add another person.
Yeah.
And it is important to have the one-on-one. It's just that, and maybe that's also is like, I do feel like I get one-on-one time with you and my friends, as well as being able to see them in these different relationship formats.
Yeah. I'm thinking like in the vacation example.
But I got alone time.
Yeah, that's good.
Because Hugo likes reading. Like, everyone, like, yeah. And I think the partner has to be aware of that. Like, they should be aware of that.
And
dynamic.
I think you, the third wheel person, has to be able to advocate for that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I'm good enough at being like, I want alone time with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I think I would just be like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my take.
Damn. Okay, well, we just didn't solve anything. But I feel I solved with you. I don't feel annoyed with you.
Okay, great.
Good context.
I'm so glad. For our, like, 6-minute hangout.
Caroline either.
Love you.
Love you guys. Or love you and her.
Love you, Caroline.
Okay, what next?
I don't know. We're done.
That.
Can we be done?
Yeah.
What time is it?
We can be done. That was a good episode. Should we do, like, one? I don't want to do a question because those are too deep. But should we do, like, a question?
Okay.
What are you looking forward to? We have like 2 weeks left.
That's good. That's good. What, like, are you looking? Yeah. That's how we end the guest podcast sometimes. I am looking forward to. Well, we didn't talk about society stuff at all.
Should we talk
about that?
No, let's wait.
Okay.
That might be another topic.
Looking forward to this Friday. I'm performing at the farm, Yale Farm. Can't promote it because this episode will come out after it's over, but I'm excited. I'm just performing 2 new originals on guitar. My first time, not really my first time writing, but my first time performing any originals on guitar myself, which I think is an exciting step. And I was kind of using this as a, like, I need to master guitar, not master, but I need to conquer it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is a good sort of deadline. Like, I want to have something that I'm proud of. I really like the 2 songs.
Okay.
I'm definitely, like, not good at guitar, but it's fine.
But it's conquered.
Like, the songs, mentally, it's more conquered than it was.
That's a win then.
Thank you. Like,
You're welcome.
Definitely, like, like 2 months ago, I would not have performed anything on guitar. So that's good. And do I need to say more things?
No.
That's what I'm immediately looking forward to. All
right.
What about you?
I've been just looking. This wasn't an excuse, but it now has become an excuse.
How are you standing?
To grab my phone.
Okay.
This has become an excuse to read an email that I sent this morning. Because new friend alert, okay?
Wait, I'm excited.
I'm so crazy, guys. I'm realizing I'm actually nuts, but it's okay.
You're realizing right now.
Yeah. No, this morning when I sent this email. Shoot, where is it? Okay, so there's a kid in my creativity class. I'm going to not say his name because I don't need to, like, I don't know. We're not friends yet. But he gave his final presentation, and his final presentation, his speech was about Yale and how addictive the work culture can become and how important it is to, instead of reshaping, oh, like, I'm gonna hang out with this person and then do work, it's I'm gonna do work so I can hang out with this person and basically, like, just do the fun things.
That's important.
It's basically, yeah, prioritize the fun things and the work will fit into your schedule. Basically. And
I
he
like
had a,
that
he had a flip phone. Like, literally, this kid is so cool. Computer science kid. Like,
computer science kid with the
such
flip
a legend
phone.
And I love computer science kids. So yeah. Here's my email that I sent to him. TLDR, I want to be your friend, lol. Hey.
Oh my God.
This is Jude from the creativity class. I've already told you that I was a massive
fan
hands of your presentation,
shaking.
But I wanted to email you too. I've had a similar trajectory with my time here at Yale and found your speech very assuring and inspiring. I feel like this sounds weird, but any chance you'd grab coffee sometime and chat about Yale flip phones and a project I've been working on that is in dire need of a computer science whiz, let me know. I know it's a busy time of the year, so no problem if not.
That's
so
really sweet.
Hopefully I have a new friend my next episode. That's my hope.
That's a good email. Okay, bring back cold open emailing people you want to be friends with.
Yeah,
that's really sweet.
Yeah.
Wait, I hope he comes on the pod.
I hope he responds to my email.
I hope he responds to your email, and I hope in like a month that you're like, oh my God, my new best friend.
You can third wheel us.
I can't wait.
All right. Well, with that, thank you all so much for listening. We'll see you next Sunday.
Love you.
It's an exciting episode. Bye.
Bye.